Welcome again to Leader Breakthrough. In the next few minutes, you will hear strategic concepts focused on developing you as a leader and helping you develop those you lead. Sit back, take in, and absorb new ways to think about the topic of leadership development and how you can make your ultimate contribution. And now today's program. Thanks for joining us again as we introduce the topic of leadership development. We are talking again to Terry Walling, Vice President of CRM and founder of Leader Breakthrough, an innovative team that is pioneering new resources in the area of leadership development. This is the fourth of an 8-part series exploring some of the core concepts of leadership development. In previous podcasts, we defined a leader, talked about ways to recognize a leader, and thought about some of the core functions of a leader. In this podcast, we look at the issue of style. Every leader has been shaped by God in a unique way. Terry, our topic today is often overlooked, especially when it comes to the expectations of followers. Sometimes, regardless of who God has made a leader, we often judge a leader by who we want them to be. Isn't that right?
You know, that really is right. The issue of expectations really does surface when we talk about the style of a leader. Leadership style refers to the blend of a leader's personality, their temperament. Oftentimes we use the word their unique wiring. Style reflects the preferences, really, and the roles that leaders are most equipped to fulfill, their contribution. Now, by identifying one's leadership style, leaders can better understand their unique fit and their contribution to a ministry, and they can learn to better value others and their roles and contributions. Ministry conflicts, though, often occur on really two fronts. One, they occur actually on the leader's front because of little self-understanding or self-awareness. They don't really understand what it is they bring into a situation. And secondly, they often don't value other styles of leadership. They see a situation only through their eyes. But there's another front, and that happens on the follower side, when followers won't accept a particular style of leader. They've either been biased by another strong leader or another style that they have experienced God's presence and God's work in. Or they themselves hold on to a particular style that they like and feel like is most effective, as opposed to accepting the leader. So when we talk about styles of leadership and styles of a leader, it's often at this point that there's a real confrontation between a leader and those that they lead. Let me take this a step further by sharing what has been incredibly helpful for myself and other leaders in terms of identifying four key styles of leaders. I've noticed that, one, there's the creator types. They enjoy starting. They enjoy new works. They're idea people. They're catalysts. They're the visionaries. They have a passion for pioneering and innovating. And they're often very task-oriented. Even though they can be people persons, they're really the idealists, the people who are incredibly good at launching. They're the founders. And sometimes they're actually the pastors of the large churches. The second style I've noticed to be true is the developer. Now, where a creator can take and bring something into existence that never was before, the developer is the one who can now take the good idea and really make it work on a larger scale. They see the need for infrastructure. They can build systems. They are working with something that already exists but needs some parameters. It really needs some sense of tracks to run on in order for the ideas to really reach a sense of fruition. The third style I've seen is the maximizer. Now, the creator takes nothing and brings it into existence. The developer takes what's come into existence and helps it to start operating better. But the maximizer takes it to its peak performance. It is the pragmatist. It is the person who can still have the dream and dream the dream, but they bring it all together. They bring the players, the people, the resources. They learn the art of delegating. They have the balance so that something really begins to hum and makes its greatest impact. The fourth style I've noticed is the person who is what I call the redeveloper. You got the creator that takes it from nothing and brings into existence, the developer who puts some early parameters around it, the maximizer who makes it hum. But I've noticed there's also a unique person that can take a situation that has deteriorated and take a situation that really was good and gone bad, and they can recreate. They can breathe new life back into even an existing situation that some would say is hopeless. So on the surface, you have these four styles, and the issue is, based upon where an organization is or church is, what style would be most appropriate to help take that church or take that ministry or take that organization to the next stage? And if we could start pairing the needs of the organization or the needs of the church or the, if you have it, the organizational life cycle with the styles of a leader, I think we can really begin to maybe cut some new ground and see the organizations and the systems that we work in be much more effective.
Those four seem good, but it feels like we need to ground this discussion back into reality. How could we use these four categories of style in real life? How could a leader use them? And maybe more importantly, how could a church use them?
Yeah, I think the key to this is basically, first of all, to take a step back. And what I mean by that is for the leadership of a church or organization or a ministry to first take a step back and look at where that organization or that church is in what I would call an organizational life cycle. The book To Dream Again by Robert Dale really helps give a picture of an organizational life cycle and applies it to a local church. And one of the key roles of leaders is perspective. The difference between a leader and a follower is perspective. So once we get an understanding of where the church is in its life cycle, is it still on the climb? Is it plateaued or is it begun to decline? Once we understand where it is, then we can start to assess what kind of leadership will be required to help advance it or move it forward. And this doesn't necessarily mean we discard the current pastor or we discard the current leadership, but what it does mean is on the team, on the people who have the responsibility to lead a church forward, on that team, we've got to make sure that there's some key giftedness and there's key areas of insight and key areas of strength and key areas really of style that can help mobilize and lead a church forward into its next stage of development.
Thanks for joining us. We are at the halfway point in our 8-part series introducing the topic of leadership development. Our topic next time is the character formation of a leader. For more information about Leader Breakthrough and our training events and resources, contact us at leaderbreakthrough.com.